Welcome to Group Dates and Hot Takes. I'm Sampy.
I'm Christy.
Let's talk about The Bachelor. Welcome back, Bachelor Nation. Ooh, exciting times ahead for us. This is perhaps one of the most exciting weeks because it's Hometowns Week. I mean, I guess maybe I sometimes give a slight edge to the Women Tell All or Men Tell All episode because we can get some nice, just delicious gossip and accusations and fighting, which is always super fun. But man, the hometowns where really it gets real.
Yeah, I always love seeing the families, especially if there's a spicy family member or two.
Yeah, that you tend to get at least a couple. But I guess while I'm thinking about it, we have taken group dates and hot takes on the road this week. So if we sound weird, strange, different, even more horrible than usual, it's because we're on the road. So let's go to New Orleans, now that I've said that. For Kelsey. Let's talk about Kelsey.
Yeah, they had what I thought was more of a hometown date than we normally see. It seemed like they showed a lot more things throughout the day than usual, so it kind of made it feel like they're actually like getting a tour of her hometown as opposed to just like one activity.
Yeah, and it was definitely the most comprehensive in that respect for this season as well. And I also lied because New Orleans, it just saying, oh, yeah, let's talk about the hometowns. It just popped into my brain, given that we're in New Orleans. Recent history where we had a contestant that was really angry because he was from New Orleans and then they went to New Orleans and he did not get the one-on-one. Do you remember who that was?
It was on charity season, yeah. Which Joey got that date. That's mm-hmm. who, I don't remember which guy that was.
That was very funny to me. But now we're back. Joey even is back in New Orleans. And I thought it was a sweet day.
Yeah, they did a bike ride where she threatened.
A tandem bike ride.
Yeah.
Is this another Christy self-elimination moment? Would you walk out if you were made to get on a tandem bicycle?
No, that didn't look too bad.
Well, at least it isn't a few hundred feet up in the air.
No.
So if it was a tandem bicycle riding across a tightrope.
Or a really skinny bridge or something.
Yeah, I don't think I've actually ever been on a tandem bicycle. I don't think I've ever gone for a ride on one. Just normal bicycles. So I don't know. Maybe something to add to the old bucket list. There was definitely a lot of reminiscing about her mom. That's a big thread for Kelsey.
Yeah, they also just happened to see a bride getting her photos taken, which was probably set up by production.
What, random brides don't just get their bridal photos taken in the same park? I mean, it could happen.
I don't know, I'm too skeptical, well, I guess.
Christy has been jaded by her many years of Bachelor watching. A lot of the butterfly motif, because her mom really liked butterflies, and then, you know, since her mom passed, she keeps seeing butterflies everywhere.
Yeah, it's like a sign.
I mean, they're also just like butterflies everywhere, but I'm sorry, that was mean. That wasn't even a hot take. That was just mean. And I apologize. I don't want to take away from something that you know, brings up those positive memories for her. So, you know, seeing the butterfly, and then she can think back on the time she had with her mother. So I apologize, everyone. That was, cause I like Kelsey, so I'm not even trying to throw shade at her. I'm kind of a horrible person. What else? Tell me more.
I mean, they just did a couple other activities, like dancing to a band. They went to a restaurant.
All big New Orleans things.
Yep, ate some beignets, if I can pronounce it properly.
No, I don't think you did. There's a lot of French influence in New Orleans.
I did notice that the nighttime portion was, I don't think that was their actual family house. It looks like it was like downtown. It just seemed,
I mean, they do that a lot.
Rented
though.
To me.
They do that a lot. Even with the Golden Bachelor, was it Faith, where they just like met at a restaurant? It happens. I mean, it, you know, it hurts my feelings a little bit, because like there wasn't a single family member who had a space and was willing to let you film there, but maybe not.
So we meet her sister Taylor, her brother, and her dad Mark. And there was a lot of thirst on the internet for Kelsey's dad.
Why? Sorry, Kelsey's dead. Sorry. I didn't mean that in a bad way.
People want him to be Golden Bachelor. I mean, the Twitter was full of it. Or potentially join the Golden Bachelorette season. I saw that as well. People think he's hot. And then Kelsey, of course, had to see all of that and posted like a funny like Insta story about that.
That again, I apologize for that. That was just, it was an honest reaction, because I don't pay a lot of attention to the hotness level of people's dads.
That's understandable.
It's not something that's really on my radar. So that was an honest reaction to what you said. It must be a little weird.
Yeah, if you're the daughter, to then see the entire internet thirsting after your dad.
Yeah, yeah. I would find that weird if I just hopped onto Reddit someday and on the front page there's just a picture of my dad like mowing the lawn shirtless in the morning or something, and everyone's like, oh my goodness, what a hottie. That would be really weird to me. But I'm replaying the episode in my brain here so I can try to understand what people are talking about. I mean, he's a decent looking man. I don't know if he's like America's next top senior model level hot, but I guess people get themselves excited. And again, my apologies for the second time this episode. I have nothing against Kelsey or her family. I think that they're great. And actually, for the most part, we had pretty strong familial support across the board. I mean, there was maybe some a bit of a hesitancy on the part of Rachel's family, but besides that, it seemed like everybody else was more supportive than average.
Yeah, we didn't have any like crazy like Tino's dad type of people this time. It was pretty tame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, so sorry.
They brought out the photo album so Joey could see what her mom looked like, which I thought was a nice touch.
Yep, that was. I appreciated that. It was a nice moment of humanity, when a lot of the time things, I don't know, maybe I'm just a horribly cynical person, but a lot of the time, a lot of hometowns feel very wooden to me, of like, oh, we have to express these things in this way. Oh, we have to, like, ask these questions. And so it was nice to see, like, look at these pictures of my mom. Like,
yeah, I liked it. Something real. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the dad, I feel like, was put at ease pretty quickly. I mean,
how could you not when you're faced with... Oh, that's like one hottie to another.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't seem to grill Joey too much. He asked, like, how do you know when you found the right one?
He's like, well, tune in a couple weeks.
So Dad hopes she's engaged when she comes home, so that seems like a stamp of approval to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a stronger affirmative than we normally get. Mm-hmm. Where normally it seems more likely or average to be like, you leave and the family's like, but like there are three other women and three other men. How my little pumpkin is gonna get hurt? But no, like, get engaged to her so my little pumpkin isn't hurt.
Yeah, pretty much. So I think that was a hometown that went really well.
I agree with you.
Yep. Outside on the bench, just more like validation and things feel great. Like nothing negative at all. He seems really into her.
Yeah. Hopefully she's ready to move to Hawaii.
That's not even... I don't even think Joey...
He's not even... Lives. He moved to LA so that he could...
Well, I think at the moment he was like maybe with his sister or something like in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
So I don't think like he's necessarily going to be in Hawaii.
I feel like he's... Who knows? I feel like he's either going to end up in LA or Hawaii. Because like... Yeah, I would assume he's going to need to continue teaching tennis so that he can keep selling sponsorships and stuff. So,
maybe he might not even have to teach. Like, the bucks will come rolling in.
But are there enough bucks?
For now?
And are there enough bucks outside of Pittsburgh? I don't know where his sister is in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Hard to say, but it just seems like he loves tennis so much. How could he not teach tennis?
Maybe he will.
I imagine he's got it. But speaking of Hawaii, let's talk about Rachel,
whose hometown was not in Hawaii, despite her actually living there. I think.
So,
is that just where she's from?
So that's where she grew up. My understanding is that she actually is in Rancho Cucamonga.
I thought that was just where her family was.
Well, that is where at least some of her family is now. I got the impression that maybe her parents still live in Hawaii. Because I thought the deal was that they had this at one of her aunt's or uncle's houses. And so, like, some of her family is there. And it was my understanding that maybe she is somewhere in that vicinity as well. And so, I don't know. I could be completely wrong, but I did get that impression of, like, she was like, yeah, we're like, bringing Hawaii to you, but it seemed like her parents also came from some distance. But I could be wrong. I've been wrong a lot, I feel like, on this show. Like, way more than I probably should be. But that's what happens when you let a complete amateur on a Bachelor podcast. But I thought this was interesting because it had a lot of potential, in my opinion. It lived up to a lot of the potential, but I also feel like it kind of didn't get all the way there necessarily, because they, I mean, she's Hawaiian Filipino, right? Yeah. And so they had like this big family luau, I would assume was the vibe there with the whole pig and all that stuff. So like really nice, get all the traditional elements there. Rachel did seem very nervous ahead of this date. She was like, do not screw this up.
Yeah, even taught him like the special hand gesture thing, greeting.
Yeah, to show respect to her mother. And so there were a couple of things like that she showed him. And she's like, you better make sure you do this. Otherwise, we are toast.
I mean, Joey did it right. The mom was impressed.
She's like, a hottie, and he respects me and my culture.
I can work with this. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I thought it was nice, and as always, right? Joey is super personable. He's a great sport. He meshes well with other people and is very, very easygoing in that respect. So of course, like he did well, but is it enough to surpass the familial skepticism?
Well, Rachel's dad has not seen the show, he admitted, which like, I feel like that kind of leans more towards the skepticism side, because it's like, okay, what is my daughter doing telling me she wants to get engaged to this man on a show, from a show I've never seen before?
It's interesting that you would say that, because I feel like if I was a father, I would feel more skeptical if I had watched the show.
Like, well, oh, because you know like how terrible it could be.
Like as I've been watching the Bachelor Nation do its thing now for, I mean, how long have we even been doing this now? It's been like three years.
Yeah.
So I've seen things now, Christy, that I can't unsee. And it would maybe concern me a bit more. So I guess from my perspective, I was watching that. I was like, man, it's a real good thing you did not see the show, because essentially, I guess where her dad left it was like, so if you choose her, you can call me, but until then,
oh, that was no very comment. Very funny to me.
No comment.
He's like, Rachel has my number, and he wouldn't even give Joey his number. Like, I'm not giving that to you.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, I just feel like perhaps if he had watched the show, he would have just been like, you do not have my blessing.
Yeah, I mean, he was very, very stingy with it.
Which, look, I'm not surprised by. First, you have the whole Bachelor layer of it, where she's still one of four. But then, mm-hmm. you know, you layer on top of it a lot of more traditional cultural ideas around, like, relationships and how dating should be conducted. This isn't quite fit in that more traditional model of how dating works. So there's definitely some skepticism on top of everything else from that. What do you think of Rachel's mom and how she handled everything?
Really, she seemed worried that Rachel's gonna get hurt. She said, guard your heart, as in like, maybe don't open up too much, because it might not be you.
Well, yeah, 25% chance. About to be 33% if you make it one more week. Odds keep getting better and better.
True, yeah. I don't know, I just feel like they haven't shown, like, when you compare like what they've shown of Rachel and like the other contestants. I feel like they've shown less of her. Like they didn't even show what Rachel and Joey did for like their little date before the parents. That was totally skipped. Apparently there was some sort of like doctor medical type thing. There's like a picture of the two of them like earlier in the day that they've never showed.
Yeah, I've not quite understood that, to be honest with you, because it's just been weird to me going through the season, because she keeps getting pulled along, and as you mentioned, we haven't really seen much, but how does that end up being the case with top three?
I mean, it's...
Tell me.
I think it's just a lot more... Like, Maria, I think, is leading the screen time for the season.
Yeah, so you think...
I just think other people have gotten screen time.
I agree with that. It just seems strange to not cut some of that. Because we've talked about this before, of how sometimes you have someone that's like dragged along into the season way further than they should be, just because they happen to like not be annoying enough to like get cut at a certain point. They haven't created drama, but there isn't really any connection. They just, it's like, how am I top eight? Like, I haven't gotten any screen time. I haven't had any dates with the person. I've just been sitting in my room the entire season all by myself. And so that kind of person gets eliminated. And you're like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised it took this long. I don't get that same vibe from Rachel, especially since, like, she has had some good time with him.
Yeah, it's just slightly like, less than the other
people.
We just
haven't really seen any of her time. I just wish we had gotten the chance to see more of her, because she seems nice.
Yeah.
And again, I don't get that vibe that she is just hanging out here for no reason. So I don't know. It's been a bit of a... I'm ashamed to be like, yeah, okay, so our top three. Let's see, okay, who is this person?
Yeah, it's like people are already talking about like, well, Rachel's obviously going home next week, because there's like such a like gulf between what they've shown with Kelsey and Daisy. So ideally you would want the audience to not know or not be so like easy to predict. At least that's what people are saying at the moment.
Right. And I mean, that does make sense on the surface, right? That to say that, like, oh yeah, she'll just go home next week. I don't know if you can necessarily say that. Anything can happen.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, people are just going off of what, like, the vibe is, I guess, that we're seeing.
Yeah,
but she does say she's falling in love with him.
Mm-hmm. Always good to hear that as the lead at the end of a hometown. Like, don't have to hold that against you. Good.
So then we move on to Daisy's hometown in Becker, Minnesota.
To the familial, though I got the impression that it was no longer the familial, but it at one point was the familial Christmas tree farm.
Yes, this is all very picturesque.
Mm-hmm. And was it you, or was I seeing this online about skepticism as to the existence of Christmas tree farms? Was that you?
No.
So you believed?
Well, I thought there are farms that grow Christmas trees.
Yes, there are.
Oh, no, I never doubted that.
Okay, maybe it was something I saw online. Some people were like, oh. Christmas tree farm, that's not even a thing.
Well, where else do people get all their real Christmas trees from?
It seemed like some people were under the impression that you just go out into the woods. and find random trees.
Okay.
which is not true at all. And it's, you know, having experienced the Northeast, there are a lot of places that grow Christmas trees all nicely in all their nice rows. And you can go and pick one out. But yes, it's farmed just like anything else. And in this case, it seems like there's quite the operation here with the, you know, like horse carriages and hot cocoa for sale, and they had like a wishing tree, I guess. All sorts of cool little activities. It was like a fall festival, but for winter.
Yeah, people were calling it a Hallmark movie.
Mm-hmm.
So they also like run into some of her friends there.
Oh yeah, totally organically ran into her friends.
So there's a lot of people there.
Yeah. What impression did you get out of all of that, especially with the mob of her friends and just running around the Christmas tree farm?
I think I just got like a cutesy vibe, like everything is happy and just perfectly good. I don't know.
I couldn't stand it. I thought it was horrible. No, I'm kidding. It was all very Hallmark movie.
Yeah, like heavy cheese factor.
Mm-hmm. I didn't appreciate it. Didn't seem like they were treating those alpacas very well.
Oh, I don't remember what happened with those.
Well, nothing specific. It's just they were like feeding them, but they were kind of chasing them around too and stuff.
Oh, I guess I missed that.
You should be kind to them. That's the biggest reason why I made you do an alpaca versus llama quiz. Was because of this episode. And Daisy's one-on-one. Yeah, we still, I mean, I don't know. We didn't get a whole lot of daytime airtime.
Yep, at the night portion, we had our mom and dad, sister and brother, and grandparents as well. There was that nice little moment where she said her brother's voice finally sounds normal again, I guess because her implants have continue to adjust since we got them.
Mm-hmm. That was a nice moment. Happy tears all around. So, you know, I'm going to ask you, how did her parents feel about Joey?
Well, the mom asked him, I guess, if she had said, I love you yet. And he's like, basically, she was waiting till hometowns to say it, which is just weird to me. Like, either you love him or you don't.
Now you have to wait for the maximum impact moment where it has the highest chance of propelling you into top three.
It's just so weird to me. It just feels calculated, like people just waiting for the exact moment.
I mean, yes, it is absolutely calculated.
I mean, that's sure. Not really against Daisy in particular. I mean, it happens every single season, so it's still just weird to me.
Yeah, it's a very common phenomenon on these shows, because I mean, at this point especially, you people know you gotta play the game, you gotta dance the dance, make the necessary steps with good timing so that it all looks beautiful for production, and you end up at hometowns, end up with a little sexy time at Fantasy Suites. You know, you gotta take it as far as you can. Wait for those moments of optimal impact. Or she's like, boom, I'm falling in love with you.
Your dad does tell her to shoot her shot. Mm-hmm. If it fails, it's not like you're going to lose your hearing again over yeah. it.
Mm-hmm. Which they got quite the laugh out of.
Yep, so after some prodding from her family members outside on the bench, he finally tells him she is falling in love with him, and she's been falling in love, so some retroactive there.
She's like, make sure you add that to my score sheet here as you're calculating who you're taking to top three, because even though I didn't tell you, there's been a several-week period here.
Mm-hmm. I realized that's what was happening to me.
Oh, that is so funny to me. I mean, it's just the game as you got to play it.
But, yeah.
But it's just you're trying to compare this to real life. It gets very ridiculous.
All right. On to Maria's hometown in Niagara Falls.
Mm, boy.
Very picturesque location. Mm-hmm. They did Maid of the Mist.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to actually be at Niagara Falls, you got to take a little tour on Maid of the Mist and get all misty under the falls. It's a much better option than going off of the falls in a barrel. A much higher survival rate, historically speaking. But don't worry, I'm not going to tell you all about people going over in barrels. I am going to talk about Joey, because he is so hot. And he seemed like he really enjoyed himself. I mean, they slammed back a maple whiskey shot. He went off and did a cartwheel out of excitement. You know, it was all so great.
However, the stunt Maria pulled the previous episode is still fresh in his mind.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's still...
So Maria is still trying to convince him that he is what she wants in a man, but things just got the best of her, and she won't do that again. So,
boy.
Joey wants to feel confident. But he also, I thought this was interesting, didn't like that she hasn't brought anyone home yet. He's worried that she hasn't, I guess, opened herself up to people. I don't know if that necessarily correlates.
But you mean that like the fact that she hasn't brought anyone home to meet her parents in a more official capacity, that means she like hasn't opened up emotionally to them?
Yeah, or is incapable of doing that or whatever.
Yeah, see, I
didn't really think that was the case. Like, I wasn't sure why that was so worrisome to him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because I kind of get that. Because it's like, sometimes family is super annoying. Okay, and I love my family. As do most people, I feel like. Even Maria, like, seems like she's daddy's girl. It seems like she has, I don't know how many siblings she actually has. There are at least a couple there. So she has some number of siblings. I don't know. It just can be kind of tough, I feel like, to always engage fully with your family. And then I think it may be exacerbated too by like the relationship she has with her father, which is a strong relationship. It's just, I don't know how open she's been in the past to like subjecting people to that scrutiny of like if my father doesn't like you, I have to break up with you. I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah, it just doesn't seem like it's gotten that far. So this is a big step.
Mm-hmm. But it's worrying. It's real worrying.
So, yeah, we see her mom and her dad, brothers, and her friend, Brittany. So with her friend Brittany, she said she can see herself falling for him. Mm-hmm. So she's not quite at the.
No, she also had to.
I'm falling.
She also had to fight Brittany off a little bit. Brittany was like, mm-hmm. if you get eliminated, can I take your slot?
Just slide right in.
Yeah, I don't know. I just trying real hard here.
Joey, I noticed, also kind of repeated similar phrasing he used at a different hometown about how his words have weight, and so he's not going to say he's falling for her yet.
I hope you're watching this, Clayton.
I think Joey saw what happened in recent seasons and was like, I don't want to fall into that same trap.
He did a little homework. Mm-hmm. Watch the seasons, scroll through Reddit for those seasons. I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe I should not have sex with all of them during fantasy suites, tell all of them I love them, and then reveal that to all of them. At the same time.
That was such a massive error.
Yeah. So, I don't know. What did you think of Dad's reaction here?
I mean, they set him up as like this, like, I don't know, Italian mob boss type character, but he was like any other dad. He was, I don't know, called her like his greatest thing in the world, talked about the accident that she and her mom were in. I mean, he does reveal to Maria that Joey asked for his blessing, which Maria seemed shocked by.
Hmm. Yeah, she's like, to her dad, she's like, I don't know if you're supposed to tell me that.
I mean, they left it in the edit, so.
Clearly it wasn't a problem.
I guess not. And there was like this odd little moment where they like watched home videos with her family just peering through the window, staring at them.
They were out on like a veranda or deck or something, watching them, and like her brother like peering through the window, thumbs up. That was pretty funny to me.
So outside on the bench, Maria pulls out. And I appreciate you being here.
Hey, which after all of the encouragement from her dad hurt my feelings a little bit.
I know, it's like she just froze in the moment, couldn't pull out any fallings or I'm starting to fall. Just big mistake here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what, like, why the hesitancy, but
I don't have any answers for you, Christy. Unfortunately, I was not able to reach Maria for comment. We are not high clout people in Bachelor Nation, so unfortunately all we can do is speculate.
So, yeah, a rough ending here. And then at the rose ceremony.
This was great. I loved this so much. I mean, the result was sad, but the interim was great.
Yes, this is the most interesting part of the episode to me.
Because this is not the first time this has happened. And it is also not the first time that Rachel has been like, the heck is going on right now?
Yeah, well, the last time Joey pulled Maria, this time she's like, Joey, can I talk to you?
Mm-hmm. Which last time, was she like, I thought we didn't have any time to talk.
Well, now she's like, oh, we do have time. I'll just ask again.
Yeah, because she realized that she made a terrible mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wanted to see if she could fix it. And so, yeah, told him that she is falling in love with him. And as usual, Rachel is like, "Where are you going? What is happening?"
Yeah, when Maria comes back, she's like, "What was that about?" And Maria's like, "I don't know." And she's like, "You don't know? You pulled him."
It's like, "I'll talk to you. I'll tell you later."
Spoiler. I found that very funny.
Spoiler: she did not tell her later.
I think she meant like after the show wraps or something.
Well, maybe, but still, it wasn't enough.
Now that little moment earned Rachel a whole lot of hate on social media.
Why?
People just being like, "It's none of your business." I mean, a lot of these are like Maria stans.
Okay.
So, it's just some unfair hate, I would say. It's not warranted.
Look, I loved that moment. Okay.
I did too. I didn't. There's no reason to trash either. People are going back and forth, debating this moment.
No, Christy, we have to trash the people we like less, okay? That's just how it works. No, I thought that, I don't know, it was great because, let's be real, if any of us were in that situation and that happened in front of our faces, all of us would be going, "What?"
Yeah, she gets to talk to him.
I was told that we couldn't pull the lead at the rose ceremony. What is happening here? All of us to a person, and I am so completely sure about this, would internally react the same way. And mm-hmm. So I'm glad that she reacted then externally and question it as well, because it's so great. I love it. I love it. Some fire from mm-hmm. the underdog. I mean, I don't know if she's the underdog in Joey's mind, but in terms of what we've seen, kind of underdog there from Rachel. But yeah, it wasn't enough.
No, the Hail Mary did not work. So part of me wonders, like, so because Maria gets eliminated here, she'll be at Women Tell All.
Boy.
Although, depending on when they air it, the final two person might still be there also. So maybe, never mind. My theory I was thinking of is not valid.
All right.
But
I'll cut that out. No, I won't. I don't have time for that. We'll all get to hear about your brain fart. Yeah, I guess, I don't know, I was kind of left with the thought that perhaps Maria was too real in some senses, or just like there was a certain amount of inability or unwillingness to fully play the game that ended up, you know, sinking her in the end. Because overall, in some ways, I'm left with the most positive impression of Maria, not because I think she's necessarily the best person there or what, like anything. It's just there's a certain amount of realness that is appreciated from where I sit, just in terms of, like, you're telling me that nobody else was wildly insecure about what was going on. Nobody else was, you know, upset by this or that. Nobody else, like, there's so many instances where Maria acted counter to her best interests for the show, for sure. Absolutely. But in a very human way. So in that sense, it was a little bit surprising to see her go home, even though, like, for the show, she kind of had to.
Yeah.
Because she didn't play by the rules. But at the same time, as I say, I'm like, well, I kind of have more more belief in what she's presenting to me. Like if I'm Joey, even though it's not all sunshine and rainbows, versus everyone else who's just like, oh my goodness, we are just in a wonderland and my thoughts and feelings are moving at exactly the right pace in order to get proposed to at the end, should you give me a rose, which by the way, you should, because like we are with it here. That just, it's less authentic to me.
I just think she was too much of a wild card for him. Not as predictable. And then her stunt the previous week. But all of that to me made her very entertaining to watch. I think she'd be a great bachelorette. We haven't seen anybody like her, I feel like.
Maybe that's why they were protecting her and making Sydney look like she was an unhinged maniac.
Well, yeah, back when we had that conversation, I knew like she lasted a while. So I was like, son of a gun. I feel like it's possible they want to protect her.
Yeah, but so, it's also possible that Sydney is incredibly unhinged.
Well, I mean, that's... Unfortunately, we will never see all the footage.
No. No, we never will. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess... It's the situation is humorous to me because you're absolutely correct. She was too much of a wild card, but then we keep seeing these previews all season long about potentially him getting left at the altar. Like there's some sort of shenanigans where I feel like if she had actually gotten to that point, like maybe that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, too much of a wild card to make it quite to the end. She didn't keep it together quite long enough to get some freaky, sexy time with America's hottest man. So sad.
Yep, that's where she ended.
Uh-huh, so that means we are left with Kelsey A, Rachel, and Daisy. So, I don't know who we're going to get for top two. Because I just kind of feel like... The lack of Rachel footage has been not necessarily intentionally so, but has been maybe a bit of a red herring.
Perhaps.
In terms of, as you sit there, you probably know. You know everything, don't you? Christy always does. But that leaves me here to wildly speculate. And I just, I don't know. I feel in my heart, which is notoriously unreliable, but I feel in my heart right this moment, subject to change, conditions may apply, but I guess I see Rachel and Kelsey as top two.
Okay.
And no, I will not elaborate.
It's just
how I feel. That's where I'm at with all that. RIP Daisy, if that ends up being true. So, there you go. Do you think that was a good prediction? Do you appreciate, do you like my...
I like your prediction.
You like... seeing me, hearing me wildly speculate all sorts of things that have no bearing in reality, and you're like, if only you knew how much of an idiot you are.
Well, it's always interesting to hear what people think if they haven't read spoilers, even though this season the spoilers have changed.
Oh.
So.
They've changed, oh boy.
There's been an update, so. Well,
I haven't seen any spoilers because
That's good.
I like experiencing life as it happens on ABC Mondays. Okay. Not that past funny business that already happened, but isn't ready to be shown. Okay. I like the natural unfolding.
You're a purist.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. And that's why I'm so great for this podcast.
It's a good balance.
Mm-hmm. So I did count 55, I guess. Yeah, 55. In the kiss department. Got real, real busy.
Seems like a high number.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you can't just leave America's Hottest Bachelor unkissed.
Yeah, but it's higher than last week.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, given that it's hometowns, we got a lot of running and jumping up into Joey's arms as well.
Oh, yes. Only on The Bachelor.
It's a little silly to me seeing grown women do that, but I guess grown women can do what they want. I just don't understand it.
It's part of the show.
Part of the charm. So I guess next week is Fantasy Suites. Will it be interspersed with Women Tell All, or are they going to be separate? I never remember.
No, Women Tell All will air after Fantasy Suites.
Okay. You know, so excited. Especially if, I guess she probably won't, but if Maria showed up to Women Tell All, that would be an explosive Women Tell All.
Well, she'll be there.
Oh boy.
That's what I was starting to say earlier. Like, I think ABC would want to make sure she is at Women Tell All.
Well, yeah, because...
Which means she can't be in the top two.
That's so horrible, though. That's so horrible. Production is just like, okay, Joey, so here's the thing. I know that you really like Maria, but on the other hand, we really need good ratings. And so there's like a lot of friction between like Maria and other castmates. And like there was the, you know, you only saw little bits and pieces of it, but there's like a lot of drama between Sydney, Leia, and Maria. And like, we really need those eyeballs. So if you could like eliminate her this week, we would really appreciate it.
I mean, I don't think there's a world in which that sort of thing is not, maybe not this season, but like hasn't been a thing in the past. I think there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that people would be surprised by.
Yeah, I mean, it is, at the end of the day, a production.
Yep.
And while we say, well, you know, reality TV, not scripted, it doesn't have to be scripted to be shaped and molded. And so that definitely can be a factor. It's not the only factor for sure, but it definitely can be a factor. And if, I mean, I could definitely see that sort of thing happening, especially if production requires leads to like keep them updated on like, okay, like keep us updated on your rankings here. So if he's like, okay, yeah, like I really think like these are my top four people. And they're like, okay, that's great. Like, how do you feel about her? Because I think it would be best if we kind of got rid of her. I don't know. It makes you think, but a lot of shenanigans happen that people don't necessarily think about or realize as we just like, oh, it's reality TV. But reality may not quite be what you think it is.